This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number and Skype username will be available to you. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
The whole secession thing still on a lot of people's minds, a lot of people talking about this. There was a poll here in New Hampshire on the Union Leader website where over 40% of the respondents, obviously unscientific, 40% plus, said they supported New Hampshire leaving the United States.
And I'm curious how many people voted multiple times on that poll.
I think it was only checking via cookies. If so, it certainly was possible for the poll
right,
to be spammed from
both sides.
Right,
I tested it, and I voted three times in that poll.
I see.
Because I opened a different browser, and then I was like, let me see if I open a private window in this
and
browser.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cookie-based. And so, yeah, like I said, unscientific poll, but nonetheless, it's an indicator, not so much that a poll happened, but that there's a discussion happening. That
right.
The news media thinks this is an interesting enough issue to report on, number one, and number two, put up a poll on their website to have people talking about it.
Right. And I remember, and we had talked about this back when the poll came out, and hard to believe it was almost 2 years ago, September of 2014, when Reuters did a poll and found, or at least Reuters reported on the poll, found that one in four Americans are in favor of their state seceding from the union.
Yep, that's right. We
don't know how
that.
Many people are in favor of allowing another state to leave.
Could be even higher.
Or because, it could be even lower.
Well, there are a lot of people who, let's say, when the Texas thing, the first time the Texas thing really got a lot of headlines was right after Obama.
Right, the whole
re-elected.
We the People petition.
Yeah, there were people who were on the left who saw this as the opportunity to get rid of Texas.
Good.
And so
get all those Republicans out of here.
Right, that was the attitude of some
They can have George Bush as their king.
Exactly, and so that was the attitude of some of the people who were on the left who presumably would not support their state leaving but would support Texas or fill in the blank state leaving because get rid of those people. So it would be interesting to see the question asked in a few different ways and see how people
Right, respond. And you know, it might be interesting depending on how you ask of, okay, would you be in favor of Nebraska leaving? And most people, well, why would they leave?
Hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. Who cares about Nebraska? Well, okay, what about California? Well, no, we need California because they send a lot of tax money to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, you know, depending on how you ask the question and which state you're asking about, but if you just ask the generic question of, and I believe the way they asked this one, of, are you in favor of your state seceding? Are you in favor of allowing other states to secede? And just leave it a generic question.
Mm-hmm.
Then I really think it's going to, you know, it might be higher, might be less. I think it would actually be lower.
It would be interesting to take
but
that question.
But if you did
further.
Ask and said, are you in favor of allowing Texas, then yes, you will see some people that might not support their state leaving.
And you could ask all these questions in a poll. You could ask multiple questions. In fact, you could follow it up with, if the person does support, if they don't support another state leaving, you could ask them, would you support killing, you know, or like, would you support the military being used against the state that wants to secede?
Right.
And really put it into their heads what it is that they're talking about
right.
when they don't want to allow that to happen. That would be them admitting, oh, yeah.
Showing
support,
them the gun in the room.
Right. I would then be supporting the military attacking my friends or family, because odds are good. Out of most states, you probably
yeah,
know
not
somebody.
My family.
You probably know somebody who lives in those states.
My family's never left the mountains over here.
Well, there's going to be some of those people, but nonetheless,
here's a picture of my family tree, and it's just a straight line.
I think we're in an interesting time where people are talking about this more maybe than previous. It keeps coming back. You have the Scotland thing, you have the Texas thing back in 2012. Texas is coming back around with Texit, New Hampshire exit. There's the
Catalonia Brexit. Is still,
I haven't seen news, teetering. But that doesn't mean they're not in the news.
The last time I saw news, they were talking about having a referendum, and the Spanish president was saying he was going to sue to prevent it from happening.
Right.
Because you're not allowed because I say so.
I remember that story. So, that was within the last year, I think, that we talked about that.
Yeah.
So there's some news about the Brexit, though, which is the most recent spawning of this issue, getting people talking about it. Of course, for those that don't know, Great Britain, the voters there voted about a week ago.
To
leave the European Union. And this is a big deal. It was a close vote. It was, I think, just about 1 million votes difference, like 16 million to 15 million or somewhere in that range. And so
52 to 48, I believe,
right,
was the percentage. And one thing that I think very interesting, and we talked about this a little bit last night, is that every one of the precincts or locales, whatever it is that they refer to as the polling locations, mm-hmm. all of them in Northern Ireland and all of them in Scotland voted to remain.
Yeah. Well, now that's pushing Scotland towards more independence. So they
Skexit for a union.
Because, it was, 2 years ago, a year ago or something where Scotland voted?
It was last year.
Yeah. So Scotland voted very recently and it came close. They ultimately did not vote to leave the United Kingdom. But now, now that might be pushed over. Now they may have enough people angry enough to where there's, all right, we want to be part of the EU, so we're going to leave the United Kingdom.
And one of the things that was thrown out as sort of a fearmonger sort of thing to scare people into voting to remain part of the UK was, if you leave, you're not going to be able to use the pound.
Why would you not be able to use the pound?
Well, because the pound exists at the decree of Her Highness.
Yeah.
So it exists because of the Queen. And if the Queen says the Royal Bank of Scotland can no longer issue pounds, then...
Oh, I didn't know the Bank of Scotland issued pounds.
In the same way that the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia issues dollars, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta issues dollars, they do so with the blessing of the Federal Reserve system.
Well, then they can have their own Scottish whatever.
Right, but that scared people, and they were like, money! Because this was just sort of like thrown out like a week before the election, and people didn't have time to actually, use their brain and process it.
Didn't the value of the pound drop precipitously after the Brexit?
That's one way that it was being reported.
Okay.
And if you zoomed in really close on the value of the pound to the dollar, then yes, it fell off a cliff.
Mm.
But if you scan out and look instead of, the last 5 days to the last 5 years, it wasn't really that big of a difference.
I see. Got it. So perspective matters.
Yes, perspective matters a lot. Just like there was the report of the most Googled term in the UK was, what happens if we Brexit?
Hmm.
And, yes, that search term did increase by 225%. But before the vote, it was averaging about 50 people per day Googling that term.
Okay.
And after the vote, then it went, 225% over 50. So, maybe a couple thousand people looking it up on Google instead of 50.
Yeah.
So, yes, percentage-wise, huge jump.
So is the
But it wasn't millions of people all of a sudden Googling, what happens if we Brexit?
So you told me before we started the show that Brexit may be in jeopardy.
Yes.
What's happening? What's the latest on this? Because we know the last we heard, at least last we talked about when I was on the show, was that there was a concern that the prime minister has resigned, so therefore he's not going to do anything. So you have to wait until the next prime minister comes on. Then he's going to do the Brexit thing whenever he gets to do it. So it could be like a year, maybe even more, and who knows what they've got up their sleeves. So what's the latest?
Story from antiwar.com says that Britain could stay in the EU or they could close it.
Whoa, what? Okay, now that sounds really interesting. We'll get into that here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, if you want to talk secession, that's cool, or whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You and I just a moment ago, Daryl, were talking about Bitcoin and some of the news in the Bitcoin universe. Of course, there's always something developing out there. But Jax is on top of it. It's one of the newest wallets on the scene in the cryptocurrency world. If you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin, or maybe you've been thinking about getting Ether, the number two cryptocurrency on the globe, well, the Jax wallet will hold both of them, as well as DAO tokens. You can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Of course, it's inaccurate to say they really hold the Bitcoin. They just allow you to access the Bitcoin. So if you lose your phone or something that your Jax wallet is on, no big deal. In fact, Jax makes it super easy to back up and recover funds if need be. Plus, all data is stored client-side, so the company that made Jax doesn't have access to your funds. It's cross-platform. You can use it on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, if you got Windows, Mac, or Linux. It's even a browser plugin for Chrome and Firefox. Super easy, and it works well. I like it. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Go and download it there, or you can do it through the Google or Apple app stores. So our toll-free number again is 855-453. Daryl, you were telling us about the Brexit, an update on what's going on there. Maybe it's in jeopardy. You know the people who want to stay in the EU are going to try whatever kind of, you know, they pull out all the stops, whatever kind of political mechanism they can put into place to stop this, they're going to. So what's the latest? And where's the story from again?
Antiwar.com.
Okay.
And they report that 1 week has passed since British voters came out in favor of withdrawing from the European Union, a vote that sent the entire financial world into days of chaos and sparked so much speculation about what has happened or what will happen next that it has not left the headlines for a moment.
Excellent.
After a week of talking, there's less clarity than ever. Now, before we continue here, the financial chaos thing, I don't know how much of that is real and how much of that is just people trying to, you know, like hype things up. Because you had asked the question about, didn't the pound drop in value, you know, some outrageous amount? And I was like, well, if you zoom in, then yes, it was, you know, like this huge drop. But if you look at like the 5-year trend, it wasn't that much. But silver, and this is very interesting, the price of silver is nearing $20 an ounce.
And it's been a while since it's been up there, right? I mean, the silver went and peaked at around $50 a few years ago and then came down dramatically.
Came down, and it's been hovering in like the 15, 16 range for quite a while. It touched the high 13s a couple months ago, and I've got an app on my phone, and it's showing me that the price right now is $19.79 per ounce.
That's great news.
The price of gold has stayed steady in like the low to mid 1300 range.
Well, as one of, when the Brexit thing happened, a friend of mine who actually works for Microsoft, old friend, posted on his Facebook that he was worried about the price of the pound or whatever, worried about his portfolio in general.
Right.
The next day, and I typed in there, well, Bitcoin's doing fine. So, you know, having your
of course you did,
having your finances, you know, not, or your eggs not all in one basket is always a good idea. I'm no financial advisor. I'm not an investor of any kind of skill, but I do know enough that I don't want to have all of my value in one particular currency, or certainly I don't want to have it in fiat currencies. You got to have some fiat currency, that is government currency, in order to exist for the most part, although there are some people who've done an amazing job living off of just Bitcoin.
Right.
But ultimately, some of those people who are living off of Bitcoin are using things like the WageCan card or the BitPay card in order to convert Bitcoin
into cash. And then they're using stuff like Purse to where they buy stuff from Amazon at a discount. So, yeah, like they're using the, you know, government money without actually directly using it. They're using it in like a barter sort of sense.
Right.
But the article here continues, says, after a week of talking, there's less clarity than ever, though a growing number of suggestions that Britain might actually stay with the European Union irrespective of the outcome of the referendum.
Oh,
or
boy.
That failing that, they would reach some sort of compromise where they remain part of the European Union in everything but name. There are several ways this could happen, including the largely anti-Brexit British government just plain ignoring the referendum, or Scotland vetoing it. Even negotiations with the EU could lead to a second referendum, which itself could amount to another chance to foil the actual departure. Even Brexit advocates have talked about the need for major negotiations with the EU, with UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage suggesting a deal could be reached in which Britain retains membership in the European Economic Area and contributes taxes to the EU budget despite leaving the Union. European officials right now are trying to downplay the chances of cutting a deal with Britain, an attempt to dissuade other nations from holding their own votes on leaving the Union. At the same time, the actual Brexit is expected to take years on end, and that's an awful lot of time for such sentiments to shift.
It sure is. Oh, politics. What a shame that things take so long. Because it was, sure would have been nice if, you know, people voted for Brexit. Well, see you later. Ta-chink. And then, you know, it's over the next day. But
right,
no.
But even, and, you know, we're right around the time of year to where we're, you know, celebrating Independence Day.
That's right. That's coming up 3 days from now.
Well, technically it's tomorrow, but I'm not going to argue that point right now.
When it was signed or whatever?
No, so the Continental Congress actually
voted. You can't just breeze past a point like that.
I'll go ahead.
History lesson time.
I'll go ahead. This is history with Daryl. So the Continental Congress on July 2nd approved what was called the Lee Resolution, written by, I forget if it was Richard or Henry, but the grandfather of Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Lighthorse was his nickname.
All right.
But he wrote this resolution in June. It was voted on July 2nd. That was just like a short couple sentences that said, "We, the Continental Congress of the United Colonies of America, secede," or, you know, like breakaway. The Declaration of Independence, which was the "Here's all of the reasons we're breaking up with you, King George," was approved on July 4th. So there were two votes on two distinct resolutions. One was just a brief, "We're breaking up with you."
Okay.
And the other was, "Here's the breakup letter."
Gotcha.
So right. July 4th was the day that they voted on the breakup letter. July 2nd was the day they voted to say, "We're breaking up."
And then, you know, there was some other day when the king received the letter, right?
Right. It was like August when most of the people signed it and then shipped it across the sea. And, you know, who knows how long it was. But, yeah.
That's the actual Independence Day, whenever it was the king actually read the letter, right?
No, because the actual Independence Day would probably be the date that the Treaty of Versailles was signed, where the British crown recognized the colonies as being an independent nation. And that was after the Revolutionary War. It was like 1781.
Oh, okay. Wasn't there another Treaty of Versailles? I don't know.
There have been several.
Okay. That's good to know. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show here. Username lrn.fm. More Brexit?
Not really.
Free Talk Live. More coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl. And I said something slightly inaccurate last segment. I had mentioned the Revolutionary War was ended with the Treaty of Versailles. It was actually the Treaty of Paris.
Uh-huh.
But there were two treaties signed in Versailles the same day between the British government and the governments of France and Spain. So there were treaties of Versailles signed at the same time that the Treaty of Paris was signed, ending the American Revolution. And I thought they were all signed in Versailles.
Well, good to know. So the Treaty of Versailles that most people consider would be probably the one that ended World War One, correct?
That's the one most people probably think of, but according to the Wikipedias, there have been a lot.
Okay. That's a place where people have
not just a few, a lot of them. There was a Treaty of Versailles in 1229 that ended one of the Crusades, 1259 that ended a war between England and France, several in the 1300s, one in the 1500s, three in the 1600s,
all right,
several in the 1700s.
Is Versailles the place where most treaties are signed?
It's a place that a lot of treaties are signed.
Sounds that way. So you can join us here, and always happy to get a correction, because a lot of times we don't know what the heck we're talking about. So please, if you know something more than we do, call in, 855-450-FREE. That's how we learn a lot of stuff on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
You know, I just wanted to mention that Emanuel Swedenborg was a theologian, and he wrote the book called Heaven and Hell. And he mentioned that he had finer body experiences.
Finer body?
I don't know what that means. It's like he had like an angelic host that would visit him. And then I think it was called an etheric body or something like that. You know, like he left his physical body here and he traveled to the moon and he saw life on the moon. And obviously, you know, I thought he was just kind of, everybody said he was like out of it because we had that lunar landing. Mm-hmm. But what I'm believing is that what I was telling you, that it was a lunar hoax landing and he was telling the truth. I really believe that he traveled.
What does a guy tripping in 1758 have to do with the lunar landing from the United States government?
Because what he was saying, it was the truth, is that there's people living on the moon. And the lunar
people
was
living on the moon. Now, that's a whole other claim than saying there's life on the moon. Because, you know, scientifically, there's no life on the moon, unless we're talking about some sort of biological thing that, you know, can't easily be seen. There's no, certainly no people on the moon. There's definitely no evidence for that whatsoever. But I suppose that in some
sort of... I don't know.
Sort of,
I saw a movie one time, Ian, about moon Nazis.
What was that?
Iron Sky.
I've heard that movie's really good. I haven't seen it.
Iron Sky. There's Nazis living on the dark side of the moon.
Is that
and
what you
Nazis,
think is going on here?
According to most humans, are people.
Is that what you believe is happening here, Sarah? Are you, you know, of the belief that Nazis actually inhabit the moon? I mean, because if you're going to go all the way and say people are on the moon, you might as well say they're wearing swastikas.
Well, they actually have satellite photos of cities and domes and streets.
Who has satellite
wow.
photos? Who has these?
You know something? It is
who has them?
No.
You don't get to keep going. We want to know more. You can't just drop a claim out there that is one of the most unbelievable, amazing, shocking claims that mankind has ever heard and not back it up. So who is claiming that they have photos of cities? What else? Cities? Roads? What else was there?
Domes, like convention centers. There's
domes.
Actually civilizations.
Okay.
They have satellite photos of it. But see, but I don't remember
who has them. Who's they?
Well, I, you know something? I heard this on a really late night, like, they come on like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yeah, of course you heard it on Coast to Coast. I've heard all kinds of weird, outrageous claims on Coast to Coast. I don't believe half of them.
Well, you know what? In fact, they run George Norrie out of Albuquerque. We don't get the.
Do they really?
I know that he has. I'm serious. You know, he came.
Well,
and
I don't know why I even ask Sarah as though something she says is true. I don't know if that's true at all. And almost everything Sarah says is false, it seems like.
And can generally be proven to be false.
Relatively easy with a brief Google search. So, yeah, go ahead with whatever your point is here. You're trying to make the claim that there are cities on the moon, and you believe that because some crank called into a talk show that airs in the middle of the night.
Well, not only that, Emanuel Swedenborg, he claimed that he had seen people living on the moon, and he visited moon in his etheric body with his spirit bag.
Yeah, he was probably tripping on, you know, DMT or something like that, having a near-death experience. And there's all kinds of things, from what I understand, that you will see in those sorts of experiences that don't necessarily have any bearing on reality or whatever it is that we're perceiving as reality. And look, I'm the first person to admit we don't know everything there is to know about reality and what it means and what other dimensions might include. But in this universe, the moon is not a hospitable place. You would need to have some sort of dome with some kind of artificial, you know, oxygen, things like that pumped in there that people are going to need to have to live. Because otherwise, you know, that's why they wear spacesuits when they go to the moon, because it's not hospitable. It's not a place where humans can survive on their own. So just because somebody was tripping in a near-death experience and saw what he believed to be moon men does not necessarily count as evidence that they are actually there. But I can't believe I'm saying this.
Okay, you know, according
well,
to
Well, Lewis Carroll took a lot of drugs and then wrote Alice in Wonderland,
great
and like he
book.
Was experiencing all of that while he was writing it down.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that there's actually a white rabbit running around and, you know, like the Mad Hatter, I'm late!
It doesn't mean there isn't, but you have to have some more evidence than just the writing.
Somebody wrote it in a book.
Yeah, and somebody called Talk Radio and said something else, said they have pictures
okay,
of cities on the moon.
Okay.
I mean, come on!
Okay,
if you haven't seen the pictures, you can't... Go ahead.
Well, and another thing is, another point I want to make is that according to Vedas, you have to be born into the atmosphere, like through the parents in the moon, that then you have to have many lifetimes of pious activity. You can't be born into the moon unless you're very involved.
So what you're saying is the moon is... Now, according to who? The Vedas?
The Vedas, the ancient Indian Sanskrit. It talks about the life on the moon, you know?
So what you're saying is that you, in order to, you have to pass some kind of test, you got to be a good person or whatever, and then in your next life, you could be born on the moon, maybe in some sort of alternative universe where the moon actually has an atmosphere,
wow,
and you won't immediately die. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
I cannot even believe that we just had that conversation.
It is amazing. I considered ending it after the first few minutes, but I wanted to see where she was going to go with all of this, and it just went, I mean, it started in crazy land and just went even further.
Yeah.
Even deeper into crazy land.
Now, I wonder if the people that live on the moon eat meatless hot dogs. Because Sarah called in last night to suggest that everybody try eating these meatless hot dogs.
Oh, and then you found a video about that.
A friend of mine that does not listen to the show had posted a video of herself eating a vegetarian corn dog.
Coincidence? I think not.
And at the end, she said, people actually eat these?
Yeah. So there you go. Anyone will believe anything someone says, apparently, if they're on the radio, which is a really dangerous...
Or if they write it in a book, or if they're on television.
Which is a really dangerous
thing. Or they read it on the internet.
And I don't think she uses the internet. I think we've talked to her about that
before. But there are some people that are like, well, I saw on the internet...
Yeah, look, just because somebody has a website, just because somebody has a microphone, just because someone has a radio show doesn't mean that everything they say, and certainly not everything the guests on the show or the callers say, should be considered as objective truth. You got to question reality. You've got to question what you're being told. And even if the story sounds good, it's nice to have a little bit of evidence for it.
Yes.
The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you like Free Talk Live and you love it when we just talk to crazy people, because sometimes we do that. A lot of times we talk about the ideas of freedom, and if you like that too, then you can help support the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. It makes a huge difference for us when you do that. It allows us to market the show effectively and bring Free Talk Live to more radio stations. We've got 170 so far, so we're sort of like, you know, one of the mid-sized syndicated shows out there. We could have 300, 400, even 500 stations. It's all possible, but your assistance is necessary because this is a pretty small operation here, and so we really appreciate everybody who becomes a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you get perks. You get amp-only perks like the amp-only podcast, the amp-only phone lines, the amp-only Facebook group, all for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa and MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, then coming up more on not the Brexit, but other exit movements. There's one in Spain that you touched on earlier, Daryl.
Catalonia.
There's an update from NH Exit, which is the New Hampshire exiting movement. So you're free, of course, free to call in about whatever's on your mind. Also, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Arizona, where Neil is on the line listening in Golden Shores to K-Talks. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, buddy, I hope you let me say what I got to say.
Yes, sir.
Because I listen to you guys all the time, and I know that you tend to overtalk somebody when you don't agree with what they say. But and I can say they, and I can't say who they were, but I have seen video and pictures published from the dark side of the moon, from NASA, satellite, spacecraft, whatever the hell it was taken from, that did show somewhat possibility of existence of structures and or highways on the dark side of the moon. Haven't you guys seen any of that?
I'm actually looking at them right now. When I saw your call was on hold, I went and pulled up UFOsightingsdaily.com, aliens and ships, alien cities and ships found on the dark side of the moon. And most of these photos are, you know, pretty much just moon craters.
It's not hard, cold fact, but you got to give it the possibility there, right?
But anything's possible. Okay, I'll give you that anything's possible. Is it probable? No.
Well, it's pretty arrogant to think that we're the only people in the
universe. I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think that for a moment, sir. I just don't think that people are on the moon, an inhospitable place.
And also another thing that you guys did that kind of offended me, because I have the utmost respect for this man, is you guys kind of like put down Coast to Coast AM and George Norrie. I haven't met the man in person. He does a lot of research. Yes, he gives everybody a voice.
I got news for you.
Whether he agrees with him or not, he lets him talk.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we do here, too. We, let anybody call in about anything they want. It's just usually we don't get the kook conspiracy nuts on the line here too often. But they do call in. But I got a little bit of news for you. George Norrie, for those that don't know, he's the man who took over the reins for Coast to Coast AM from Art Bell. Art Bell was the founder of that show. He held that show down. I realize you know that, Neil. I'm explaining for listeners who may not be aware who George Norrie is. Not everyone knows who George Norrie is. Not everyone listens to Free Talk Live. Not everyone does everything you do. So let's go on here. Anyway, George Norrie took over the reins of this overnight show, which is a real, stellar show as far as its performance over the years. It's still around. I don't insult George Norrie, and I didn't insult George
Norrie. And I don't think I did either.
No, I laughed at the claim that there are, things, people, ostensibly humans, living on the dark side of the moon, which is a claim that was likely made by a caller to George Norrie's show.
The man has a very entertaining show.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is very entertaining. I know that Game of Thrones is not real, but there are people that, because it's talk radio, it has to be real.
And part of the show that is Coast to Coast is that, like you said, any crackpot can call into the show, and the show host will pretend to take them seriously. Now, I say pretend, and the reason I say that is not necessarily speculation. I guess it's speculation when it comes to George Norrie, but I did see Art Bell give an acceptance speech at one of the talk show conferences we go to. Mark and I, Mark is the sometimes co-host of the show. He's been on it for a while. We've made a habit of going to these talk show conferences over the last decade, and one of the conferences that's no longer being held, it was the Radio and Records talk show conference. Radio and Records went out of business a few years ago.
Long time ago.
Several years now, yeah. But anyway, they used to have a conference that would alternate between the East Coast and the West Coast, and one year it was on the West Coast, and they would give a Lifetime Achievement Award to somebody in the business. And it wasn't always a talk show host who would receive it. It could be, an executive or something like that of one of the talk syndicates. So it was Art Bell who was selected to receive this award. And his speech that he gave was very revealing of who the real Art Bell was. It was pretty clear based on what Art Bell said. Now, obviously, you got to take this as hearsay because you weren't there. But I was there. I saw the speech. Whether there's a video of it somewhere out there, I don't know. But I saw this happen, and Mark will back me up on this. If he were here, he would back me up. Art Bell basically made fun of his listeners and made fun of his callers on the stage. It was clear that it was all, it was a show. It was an act. He's playing. He was feigning interest. He didn't think that what most of the people who call his show, was anything that they were saying was true. He didn't think that for a moment. It was pretty clear that he's just playing host on an overnight show, which attracts a bunch of conspiracy kooks and crackpots. That's a fact.
Have you guys been keeping up lately with what went on with Art Bell's new show, Midnight in the Desert?
And yeah, he took it off the air
by people shooting bullets at his house.
Well, there was an alleged shooter. I suspect it was not more than one. But, yes, there was someone who was threatening Art Bell and who allegedly shot at his home in Nevada.
Yeah,
I believe he was in Nevada.
He turned it over to Heather Wade. She's on there now, running Midnight in the Desert.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that the brand that he created is still continuing. Haven't heard much in the industry about that show since Art left it, so I don't know what's, you know, how its growth has been or if it really has done much more than stagnate since Art left the helm. He didn't last very long. He was only on it for a few weeks, if that, before deciding to call it quits again. So Art's kind of had an on-again, off-again. But what are your thoughts? I mean, besides just looking at what he's done recently, what are your thoughts about what I told you about what he said, what I witnessed him say on the air?
Well, I wish I could find a place where I could actually listen to it because I have personally, I mean, I've listened to Art for years, and I've never really heard him talk down to his listeners.
He wouldn't do it on the air. He did it when he was in a group of people he considered his compatriots, his contemporaries, people who were in the business with him. That's who was in that room. It wasn't his listeners. It was business people in the radio industry. And I'm not saying Art's a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a mean man. I'm just telling you that he doesn't take it as seriously as he wants you to think that he takes doing that show. Now, whether George Norrie does or doesn't, I can't say. I have never seen George Norrie speak about his feelings about doing that show. So perhaps he's a true believer and he's on board with all this stuff, but I highly doubt it. I suspect he's just a man who's, you know, he's found a good way to make some money. Hey, thanks for the call, Neil. I appreciate it.
I actually ran into George at a casino over in Laughlin by accident. He was a very nice guy.
I bet he was. Yep, I haven't indicted him at all. I haven't had the chance to meet the man, but you know, I've got no reason to think he's not a nice guy. Just because he's a nice guy doesn't mean he's not putting on a show. You understand that?
I want to thank you guys for taking my call and not just disconnecting from me and not saying goodbye. Because that's my biggest bitch with radio talk show hosts. They never say goodbye.
We always say goodbye, and thanks for the call, Neil. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, not always goodbye, but thanks for the call. Sort of goodbye for the radio. 855-450-FREE. It actually harkens back to a time when we didn't even control the phones on the show years ago, before the technology of the Internet, or at least before the technology had come along as far as it has. Our board operator would have to listen for us to say, thanks for the call. That was the cue that it was time to hang up the phone on the person. So if the poor frazzled board operator at the Genesis Communications Network, who usually has to run like two shows at once, so I don't know how the hell they do it. They're obviously pretty good at what they do. But sometimes if you're distracted by thing A, and then we're over here saying thanks for the call, and he didn't hear it, sometimes the person who was talking would still continue talking, and they might have been cursing at the time, and so that can make things a little complicated. So now we've got a nice little phone control here, and we can put people on hold and drop them and put them on the air and things like that. So yeah, George Norrie, Art Bell, probably fine gentlemen, but I doubt they believe everything that you say when you call into the show. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.